urbanfeedback.org.
There you go.
Urbanfruittree.org. And if you go to urbanfruittrees.org, that'll take you to my fruit tree program page.
Gotcha. So. That's September 2nd, free program.
Yep, half day.
Now, who are your three speakers?
I'll be speaking on the different kinds of fruit trees to grow here and how to grow them.
Okay.
It's called urban orcharding. Jake Mace will be talking about mulch and healthy soil.
That's your buddy out in Mesa?
Out in Mesa, exactly. And Raphael de Granade is a PhD from the U of A, and she's studied fruit trees in the desert, and she's going to be talking about how to create a multi-level food forest in your yard. Because one of the big problems with growing fruit trees here, really growing anything, is the heat.
Mm.
And we all have a lot of warmer microclimates. I mentioned that it's, you know, it's gotten a lot harsher the past few years. So one of our jobs as a grower of anything is we need to put some kind of canopy up, you know, preferably a desert tree, to shade your gardens. So she'll be talking a lot about that. And actually, just yesterday, I secured a young lady to come in and talk about compost and healthy soil. So if you want to dig a deeper dig in this composting thing, she'll be there.
Free?
Free, absolutely.
September 2nd.
Yep.
You just have to get yourself to Central Avenue and Bethany Home, right? Yep. In Central Phoenix.
Yep.
And it's the southeast corner, if I'm remembering correctly.
It is.
So
yeah.
Very good.
So at the Uptown Farmers Market, you can't miss it. There'll be signs, and
you may be doing the broadcast alone that day, Dad. Just a note,
or we could do it from there.
I'm playing.
Actually,
with
you know what? I'm on that day. I remember that's the fourth Saturday of September, so I'll be on the show that day.
Well, not September. That's the seed up.
Yeah. Oh, right.
That's so this the is up. The fruit
yeah,
tree
sorry,
is September 2nd. Real quick, the seed up is that for Saturday.
The
so
seed
we
up
it,
is that for Saturday.
Where is that event?
North Phoenix Baptist Church,
say, okay.
Same space. We take all 10,000 square feet for that. That's an amazing event. We buy 1,000 pounds of different, 60 different varieties of seeds, and we
How
put them in buckets.
How many seeds are in 1,000 pounds?
Oh, Lord. Millions.
Who's counting those?
Millions. And we put them in popcorn buckets and put a scoop next to the popcorn bucket. So it's basically a bulk buy of seeds. So somebody can come in and get a scoop of basil seeds for $1.25, and that represents about 10 packets of basil seeds if you were to buy them at the, you know, buy them at the store.
Now, I love sprouts for sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Can I come get a bulk sprouts for at the seed up?
That's different.
Different
That's
type of seed.
Different.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is more for
planting.
Your herbs,
yep.
vegetables gardens,
flowers for planting, exactly.
Oh, even flower, even decorative.
Oh yeah, we got because pollinators. Got to have pollinators in your yard.
Excellent. So with the final closing segments, let's bring this composting full circle. And we've got to hit your traditional composting briefly.
So I want to go back and revisit this notion of regenerative and circular design. What I've done is I've designed a regenerative circular composting system at the urban farm. It looks like this. Food comes in the front door. Food scraps go out the back door. They go to the chickens, the worms, the soldier fly bins. And eventually, all of the stuff that they produce goes into the compost bins that make compost. The compost goes out into the gardens. The gardens grow food. It comes
in back in the front door.
Front door. That is regenerative design right there. That is designing systems in your life that regenerate themselves. Now, is it perfect? No, it's not perfect. But it's going in the right direction.
Have you ever read the book Chicken Farmer?
I haven't.
I haven't either. My mother-in-law found it for me. And I mean, it's my reading stack always grows faster than I can get
through
it.
Oh, of course. Oh, you should see mine. It's 3 foot tall, yeah.
But it's a guy, and he kind of designed a cage that just moves along your lawn so that it's constantly fertilized.
They're called chicken tractors.
Chicken tractor.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
When we're talking about the pricing of those start at like $1,200.
Oh, yeah, they're not cheap. You can build them
for a lot less, yeah.
I have for $50 and scrap wood. You know, that's the other thing. We got just a few seconds here left. There's so much free scrap wood out there. Look on Craigslist, look on FreeCycle. I have collected enough free scrap wood, 2x4s, 4x4s, 2x6s to build a 4x12 foot shed at the urban farm. That's what I'm going to do this fall. And that goes back to reusing. you know, our first conversation, the, you know, the reusing. It's like, you know, before you actually go buy wood, look for free wood because it's amazingly out there. But a buddy of mine works at FedEx and people are getting stuff shipped with wood all the time. He goes and collects it and collects truckloads of wood that comes in on pallets and stuff.
Oh, and construction right now, it's a booming market
out there.
You cut your wood, you got this, the builders throw it in a waste bin that then goes to the dump.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
If there's a gate around it, you know, just call the number and work out a time. The crew's on site and you can pick it up. Don't jump in and
Don't steal it. Don't take it. We're not saying that.
I'm sure.
But get permission.
If the worker's there, it saves the builder a little bit of money. That's one less trip.
Yeah.
Mr. Peterson, thank you very much. That was a great hour on compost.
Man, it wasn't an hour. That was more like 3 minutes,
man. It just feels like it went by.
We could go on forever. Thank you so much for having me. You can find me at urbanfarm.org and our podcast at urbanfarmpodcast.com.
All right. Y'all stay tuned in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll be open hour. We'll be talking about what's the right time of day to take a shower? Huh? Are you a morning shower person or a night shower person? How about the tallest home in the world, located in Prescott, that did not sail? It's a very interesting home. And how about the growth of Arizona and what's coming up? And how about the project you've got scheduled at your house?